This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good morning. So we're holding over here Middle Pagan Vav, where the Maral is going to town about the terrible Derech HaLimud that was in his times. Everybody across the board always speaks about how terrible Pilpul was. Everyone seems to accuse the other person of Pilpul and himself of learning Pshat. That seems to be, but the morale is very clear about that they should be learning in a certain Seder, that they should learn through Mishnah, and from the Mishnah get to Gemara and so on. We're holding over here, V'eich hifle Hashem es makoseinu half of a fella. A door that's so far from Torah, like our door, should have done whatever it takes to bring us back to Torah. The word haflo means where something is totally beyond, something is gone from you. So the word pella, the word a makah that's pella, that's terrible, that's astonishing, whatever it is, when something comes from the outside, then so when a bomb strikes a building, we sort of have a handle on that. When a building collapses on its own, it's much harder to understand it. So a makah that comes from outside is not called pella. So the fact that our dargon Talmud Torah is less, that I understand, he says. The person should learn and forget. It doesn't do with real memory. So I assume what he means is, again, it's very hard to tell because it's something he's very, very upset about, obviously. But he says memory is really something that's very selective. In other words, when I always tell, kids forget that there's a test the next day. I'm not aware of the fact that a kid ever forgot that the class is going on a trip the next day. And the reason is because the mind takes one and says, wow, this is really amazing and important. And it has a very, very, central place in the memory. The other thing is, okay, it's one of those annoying chores that have to be taken care of. I once had a very interesting interaction with a Bach in yeshiva. He came in one morning to yeshiva very happy, and he said, Baruch Hashem, he missed a flight home. So like looked at him, what's the simcha zuma zoisa? He said, well, Rebbe always tells me if I'm late, if you had a flight to catch, you wouldn't be late. But now I had a flight to catch and I was late. So now I'm excused for anything else. The mushal is gone, But the point is, in a chinami, a lot of it has to do with what a person focuses on, and the mind sort of pre-selects the important items versus the less important items. Rev Noach Weinberg used to always have a mushal. He said, when a person goes into a makolet, in Eretz Yisrael, when they had makolets, and you ask Adon Kohen, tell me, where do you have broad noodles? He said, do you ever get a response? Yeah, that sounds so familiar. I don't know. It's like somewhere on the top. I'm not sure if it's the left side or right side, but somewhere on the top. You never get that response. The guy says immediately, yeah, it's right over here. It's the top two over there. There's three boxes left. It's amazing. And I'll give it to you a special price. Well, hello. So why is Adon Cohen so shalit on all the details? Are they like geniuses, the Bali Makolet? So he said the answer is because he mulls over it all day long. All day long, he's thinking, if I get more of this, this is getting sold out. People don't like this. People like it. This is his chayenu. So he said, whatever it is that the person lives, the person tends to remember. So he says this is something that unfortunately a person comes to realization later on in life. When a person is young, a person enjoys the fighting, the being right, the harifas. When a person gets old and he wants to feel that he's accumulated something, and the person doesn't feel he's accumulated something, then he really feels down. It is, a side remark, one of the issues we have, I guess, in the modern yeshiva learning approach. It used to be, once upon a time, learning was rote. Stand and chazachulin, until you know how many letters there are, and so on and so forth. The downside of that approach was that people went to university and there was real thinking and real back and forth and real analysis. And the Gemara became something like just old musty text to memorize. And people left in droves. And Reb Chaim's Derech HaLimud was a tremendous draw in the sense that people now saw and heard how much chachma there's in Torah and so on. But the pendulum swung the other way, and the focus is on coming up with a nice svara, with a good fun and so on, which is very nice, but there's no emphasis almost on knowing stuff. And as years go by and a person has a hard time showing what knowledge he's accumulated, then it becomes, you lose cheshek to learn, because a person likes to do things that he feels are getting him somewhere. So a person will work hard if he sees money in the bank piling up. If a person just keeps seeing the money pouring out again and again, doesn't have much incentive to keep working. K'masha Amru, B'zal Perik Elo Ivrin, Reb Yosef, B'reid Reb Yishur Ben Levi, Ichlash V'snagit, Amale Avua Mai Chazis. So he got very sick and he was kind of on a deathbed. Yes, and what you see, I'm the Olam Hafach Reisal, Yoyin Lamata, Tachtein Lamala. On the Bni, Olam Bar Reisa. You saw a good, you saw a world that's right. V'shamati sh'ayimim ashe mishabolikam talmuda biyode. V'shamati sh'ayimim ashe arugelud, sh'ingibar lamikam tzosan adkan. So, like always, the morale, he doesn't just quote the piece of the Chazal that he needs. He goes to explain the whole thing. Like, I mean, you're talking about two very, very, very different inyanim. One is, Kiddush Hashem, and so on. One is knowing what you learned. What I mean, that's be some sort of common denominator that these are the things that he heard. I will pure say, Kimipnei sho'ilam abo oilam kodesh nivdo menagashmi, oilam azo oilam gashmi, So the first point he says is Olam Haba is the world of Ruchnius. The reason why we don't absorb Torah and it doesn't become part of us is because we're Megushimdika people. We live in a physical world. Torah is a discipline. It's an understanding coming from somewhere else. It's in a book. It's not in me because I have a hard time really identifying with it in a very deep emotional way. So that means the person is not a Ben Olam Haba. If it's Musagim, I'm not Torah Musagim, it's not Ben Olam Haba. So the Kiddush Hashem is also, no person can willingly negate his self. That's almost a contradiction. A person cannot negate himself. But the driving force behind Kiddush Hashem is to understand the difference between self and self. Let's give a simple mashal. Imagine a person has, Rahman al-Islam, there's a medical need to amputate a foot. That's a terrible thing. And every person dreads that. It's very bad. But a person says, well, it's a choice in that or not living. So I'll do it. Imagine the person is, his whole life is, he's a sprinter. He runs and he identifies himself with his feet and his ability to run and walk. So if that's taken away from him, so he can feel lama lichayim. What's the point of it? There's nothing else I want. So I can take my chances and maybe get healed and be the sprinter I always was, or I'm not interested in living. So a person can't give up his life. He can understand what is life. And even though we're extremely attached to our gashmistic life, to our physical life, but a person who has that sensitivity understands that. So Harug Elud, anyone who's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, who dies like Hashem, is the herring who he is. So he says, when I was waiting for you to know something, you didn't bother. Now that you feel old and you feel, what's the point of it? And I need to know something. I'm not around. Very, very strong language. I mean, it's based off the Lashon is the Lashon of the parish by Moshe, but call it. Or be medrash, mechoyrev atzel yachresh, amev shemechoyel, zesheine le meter v'yadusoy, v'roytel meter v'ziknusoy v'niyachol. Person who, when he's young, didn't learn and got older, can't. V'zeo v'shal b'katzav ayin pirushoy, k'ne ha-shikhen ha-ter me'ezboy. V'ein l'dova z'atakon ha-lotzes mimenu, there is no real eitzah, in loy she'ezchavru chabur kadisha yachat, that a group should band together, to learn like the previous stars, Lumad Mikra Mishnah Gemara, Velachso Tamin Agisosam, Leasur Mese. Umisha Shaina Levnoi Lomatera, Ilamadis at Shibakin Sats Asishtaim, She Shogam Oidbe Gemara. Im Holchim Bedar Hazem Alam Lachem Shayok Damke because we're Shainim, the Vadam Omishalmi Tanim Shahoi, I remember Isidosh and Sashim and Atera, a Moidis Hazikba. So again, it's hard. It's he makes a lot of points to morale. It's hard to know which is the ikker point. The two points he seems to be going again and again is to learn it in a structural way from bottom up, and to keep hazarding it. I assume that both of them come from the same idea that my tachlis is to know the Torah instead of being able to show off and so on. So they also want a shortcut. They want to learn it 1, 2, 3, and to become one of the chashuvim. The safe limits after Adobin Atayr. Kozer Isib of Anasai Rabbim, Val Atzmis Oinin Vakrinin al Chasraini. And I myself point out something missing in me. He brings over here the morale in a few places. Seems to allude to the fact that he was himself was in that Ruach HaDvarim, and he's changed. Yashik Masanenu, Vimas Asavenum, here remain Amen. Omnom in Kolze Enerlem Hazorke Shinator's Moshe. Vajatemshi is Shikator's Moshe. Vefshigi is Talkatoriko. So even though his door is doing very poorly and so on, but Torah stays, Torah has a way of staying. So anything that we mess up because of the way we approach it, the way we learn it, the chisor is mitzadeinu, not mitzad the Torah itself. So if you look in the big picture of all the Dairis, so Torah isn't Klal Yisrael. It could be that a particular Dair is more or less connected, but that's not called Tishtaka Torah Yisrael. So this is very interesting because what it means is normally, let's give a mashal. Imagine Reuven gives me a gallon of water to pass on to Shimon. Imagine my hands are trembling and water spills out. So whatever it is that I pass on is going to be less than a gallon of water, and so on. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah. At some point, the Dairis that he's talking about and messed up. So one would expect that the next generation has less Torah to be able to accumulate. At the end of the day, if Torah is given through Mesira and somebody messed up, then there should be less of it to go around. And almost it has to be that the generation afterwards and it's going to have less Torah. Torah is going to be absent from the world. Whatever was messed up in any particular generation is not going on next generation. And yet you see, it's not like that. And he sort of envisions it that Torah is being given all the time and each door can take more or less, they can mess up. How that works with Mesoras HaTorah, the Torah going from one to the, I'm not sure. But this is the point that he's making here. So he says, "Rak Yisrael, but Oysed Dor Yirun Lekabel Meita Hashpas Atayev VeMekabel Makoil Lei Roel Azedor Acha Mikol Makoim Koilish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nitzchinu." So even though the Koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was only that door, but the Koil itself is Nitzchi. Rak Hashinim Tzara Mekablim. So each door has more or less based on the level of Mekablim. V'Dov Zeron Chacham Biberch Satayev Baruch Hashabach Banu Kol Amnas Hashtayrosei. So there's a constant hashpah of Torah. And you do see, you know, there were days when Torah was really, really on the wane and wasn't much Torah. And then somehow at the next star, there was a lot going on. So he says the reason why we postulate there's an impossibility for Torah to be totally eradicated or forgotten is because we say that Klal Yisrael cannot be destroyed. Klal Yisrael is Nitzchi. Since the Tzura of Klal Yisrael is tied up with Torah, so you cannot have, you can't say Klal Yisrael exists forever. And there can come a time when Torah is totally bottom Klal Yisrael. It's by definition, it's a stereo to what we define Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means that I'm a Torah, and Klal Yisrael is Nitzchi. So by definition, Torah, in some sense, must be Nitzchi vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. L'chein tikin Moshe Shle Yisrael Shleshem L'Torah, K'mayshon Perek Merubo V'yechosh Hashem L'Motzim Mayim, Dosh V'shumis Omru, Ein Mayim Al-Torah, Shnei Mahoy Kotzom L'Chul L'Mayim. nil'u. Om the Vishra Vitikran Shukoyim Bashabis, of Sikh Bechra Shabbos, Kerem Shem Shas, and Sikh Shabbi, and Misha Bashas is Ibar Shabbos, Shalayin Shaloyalina Bloy Terra Shalashi Yamim Atkan. So there was a sense of it's vital for Klai Yisrael to have some connection with Torah, because so 3 days is the maximum. You cannot have 3 days, because that would mean there's sort of a chazaka where without Torah. So the Maral adds another point of explanation here, which is very interesting. It says that they were going for 3 days, and nil'u. Nil'u means becomes tired. So the thing that he's the what he's bothered by is, I mean, what does that mean? I can be hungry without eating for 3 days. Tired sin is when I work hard. I even on things that are not physical. A car, metal has fatigue when the metal is used a lot. You bend it back and forth. There's a fatigue in the metal. What does it mean that this wasn't used a long time and therefore it got fatigued? It just doesn't fit. I can say that I used the car a lot and therefore it's falling apart, but I didn't use the car at all, therefore it's falling apart. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't fit that point. So the Maral is adding a point of Hezbollah like this. Every fatigue... let's start. The fatigue, leos, is something which expresses that I'm affected by something there. So, for instance, I sit on a chair long enough, the weight that I put on the chair strains it and fatigues it. A person works hard. So at some point, his mind starts numbing, and you know because you're affected by every interaction, that effect takes its toll. So let's give an example. Imagine I have a courtroom, and I say the judge has been sitting in cases so long, he's fatigued, and that's why his rulings are not sharp. So that sentence makes a lot of sense, very logical. Let's say I say, you know, the courtroom, this is the seat of justice. So much justice has been administrated over here that justice itself is tiring. Those words don't mean anything. Justice doesn't get tired. Justice does not interact with the world around. And let's give another example as sort of more psychological. When a person is doing a... he tires easily. When a person is caught up with something that he's eager to do, something that his emotions or mind want to do, he tires much less rapidly. So yeah, the explanations in terms of hormones and et cetera, but in sort of a picture of something, it's because he's doing it with ruach. The ruach is not nispoil. The body is nispoil. But so if somebody tells him, pull this table, push this table, this, that, the other thing. So what I'm conscious of is a physical act, and it takes its toll and I get tired. But if I'm in a design of some sort and I'm arranging the table in a certain way that I find to be extremely pretty and I'm caught up in the idea, I tire much less. So the way he explains this chazal is as follows. Klal Yisrael, when they were 3 days without Torah, their mitzias became physical, and therefore they became tired. They fatigued. It's just like, you know, when you read these stories about, and you know, big people who learned crazy amount of hours. So sometimes you see like a young boy who's trying hard to make it in yeshiva will learn long and hard hours. But he's pushing himself. because he really, really doesn't want, but something else is driving him that actually is not healthy. Big people who sort of lived it and they thrived on it, it almost seemed again as if they exist in the world that's not physical. They're into the understanding and so on. So the way he explains that they went 3 days nil'u means there were two steps. First is without Torah, they became aware, self-aware more and more of their physical self. Their sense of self became the physical self, and something that's physical tires, because something that's the physical self interacts with the world around it, and if every step that I take, it has its effect on me. It affects me. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Mr. Sherman will talk to Zion. Okay. Good. A good for.